This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Tuesday, November 16th. God's word to you today is the embodiment. Our scripture reading is taken from John 19, verse 36, and it says, "These things happened in fulfillment of the scriptures." If you were to commit your most treasured person to someone, who would that person be? Our focus over the next few days is on John 19, and in this story, Jesus committed his mother to John. Who is your most precious person? Is it your parent, or your child, or children, or your spouse? If you are going on a long vacation, and you want to trust that person into someone's hands, who would that trusted person be? Or what kind of person would that person be? While you're thinking about that, let me tell you a joke. A certain king was going to war, and he had a very beautiful wife. In those days, women without husbands were usually vulnerable. So the king called his best friend and said, "I'm going to war. If I do not come back after 3 months, I do not want my wife to be a widow or to suffer. I have locked her in this room with provisions that will last her for the 3 months I will be away. But if after 3 months I do not return, open the room and take her as one of your wives. I am trusting you to ensure that she does not suffer. But the condition is, do not enter the room until the 3 months have elapsed." And the man said, "Never, we are best of friends." So the king handed the keys to his best friend and started on his journey. He had barely been gone for 5 minutes when he heard someone shouting, "King, stop!" It was his friend. What could be the problem? "The key is not working. You must have given me the wrong key," he said. As soon as the king left, his friend was trying to enter the room. The king realized that he was the wrong man for the job. If you are to commit your most treasured person to someone, who will that person be? Please read John 19, verses 1 to 42. The details of Jesus' life was all fulfillment of prophecy. Even when soldiers took Jesus' garment and shared it among themselves, it was prophesied already. Take this as homework. Go and find where in the book of Psalms it was prophesied that they would part with his clothes. They were instructed to break the legs of those who were crucified so that they could die quickly. With crucifixion, they say when the legs are broken, the pressure comes to the heart and the person suffocates to death. But by the time they got to Jesus, he was already dead, so they did not need to break his legs. This was also in fulfillment of scriptures that says none of his bones will be broken. This can be found in Psalms 34 verse 20. To verify if he was dead, they pierced his side and the spear went through to his heart and blood and water gushed out. At this point, they were convinced that he was dead. Meanwhile, they were fulfilling the scripture that says, "They will look on the one they pierced." This is according to John 19, verse 37. Everything about Jesus, from the beginning to the end, was an embodiment of and fulfillment of prophecy. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, I honor and adore you. Thank you for the cross. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.